We've all heard it said when it comes to feeding baby, the breast is best. August is National Breastfeeding Month. In the Upper Cumberland, we want healthy moms and healthy babies. And education is available to help moms with breastfeeding advice from the Putnam County Health Department.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, I'm joined with Letha Gaw, breastfeeding peer counselor at the Health Department, as we're discussing breastfeeding. Letha, thanks so much for being here today. For moms and moms-to-be, Letha, what are some benefits of breastfeeding for both mom and baby?
Well, for mom, it lowers her risk of breast cancer by 10% for every 6 months that she breastfeeds. It also lowers her risk of ovarian cancer. And then for baby, it lowers their risk of SIDS by about 30%, which is huge. And SIDS, we're starting to even see that it's not just newborn babies. It's on up older children as well. So anything to reduce that, breastfeeding is by far a good one there.
Absolutely. And Letha, how long is it recommended to breastfeed?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends the first year. And the World Health Organization is actually recommending about the first two. But in my opinion, any breastfeeding is better than none.
Absolutely. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Today, as we discuss breastfeeding with Letha Gaw, breastfeeding peer counselor, I'm Marsha Lee. It's the Henson Oakley Podcast Center, providing your family's dental care and now featuring Zoom teeth whitening. Make your appointment today and you'll be on your way to a dazzling smile. Henson Oakley Family Dentistry, West Jackson Street in Cookeville. Letha, we have been discussing the length of time that it's recommended for mom and baby to breastfeed, what's best, but it's not necessarily common in our area or our day and time that moms are stay-at-home moms, which means mom is probably going back to work about 6 weeks after baby is born. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, and with the necessity for a two-income household, how do you manage breastfeeding while working?
Well, I really recommend to talk to your employer before baby's ever born. That way you kind of have a game plan about going back to work and know what is allowed and permitted at your workplace. There are laws in the state of Tennessee of 60 employees or more, and they do have to allow you pumping breaks. And also go ahead and contact your insurance company because they're paying for breast pumps now. Which is a huge,
wow, that's a
huge thing right there.
That's not always been that way.
No, that has actually been in the last 5 or 6 years, actually, that they've started doing that. And it's typically the nice double electric breast pumps.
That's fantastic. So if you are pumping, which is going to be a given if you're going back to work and you're trying to juggle breastfeeding and working, certainly if you're going back to work full time, how do you store breast milk?
Well, breast milk is actually good at room temperature for 4 to 6 hours, in a cooler for 24 hours, in a refrigerator for 4 to 6 days, in the freezer attached to the refrigerator for 3 months, and it's good in a deep freeze for a year. So breast milk is very resilient.
Oh, wow. That's I'd say much more resilient than the kind of milk that you buy on the shelf
yes.
at the store. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department with Letha Gaw, breastfeeding peer counselor. I'm Marsha Lee, and we're discussing breastfeeding. Now, we focused a lot on the benefits of how long to continue breastfeeding and storing milk when you do return to work, but breastfeeding, although it seems like it should be the most natural thing that ever happened, most natural thing in the world, and some people it does come that naturally too. But for other people, other moms, it absolutely does not come that naturally too. It's not easy. And I know that typically before mom leaves the hospital, there's a meeting with a lactation consultant if they're planning to breastfeed. But Letha, since breastfeeding doesn't come without issues for all women, where can women turn for help and advice with breastfeeding?
They're more than welcome to come to the health department for help. I'm on staff there as the breastfeeding peer counselor, and we actually have 4 certified lactation counselors at the health department, and we are willing to help in any way we can. You don't have to be a WIC participant any longer. We're there for community breastfeeding help as well.
And so what would they need to do to get that process started?
Just give us a call at 528-2531 and tell them that you're having issues with breastfeeding, and they will shoot you to me, and I'll be more than glad to get you scheduled.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today, Letha Gaw, the breastfeeding peer counselor. I wanted to make sure that I got it right, with the Putnam County Health Department on the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.